stare into my sun and blind yourself trying.
Oh.
You could have block out my sun and panic my birds.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
That's very good.
Consult my auguries and look at my guts.
I like the second one.
Second one.
I think we've had an augury similar one to put. Panic my birds is just such a strong start.
Okay.
Okay.
Block out my sun and panic my birds. It's the Idle Fantasy Podcast!
Yeah, we're back. We're back and it's roasting.
Not even a solar eclipse could keep us out.
Yeah, exactly.
We're back and ready to go.
Just talk about like there not being like just a tiny drop of water when you're absolutely parched. Like, eclipse the sun for like 10 minutes. It's like, it's been out and burning us for 3 fucking months.
The eclipse could have hung around for a bit longer and we would have been fine. Did you guys look at it?
Not directly.
No, very good. Well, Dave, that was a trick question and you all passed.
Yeah,
well done.
Insane. I had to intercept so many questions at work the other day. I literally had to explain to adults that you shouldn't look at the sun ever.
Tonight,
definitely don't look at the sun. The response then being, why?
Killjoy. Mm. I had this guy at work who, like, we were all talking about excitedly about going to see the eclipse. And he was just like, oh, it's just a load of bullshit, isn't it? Like, you don't even see anything. It's not even that exciting. And I was like, I hate people like that.
Mm.
Like, it's
such a
cool thing.
Yeah.
And you don't have to like it. That's fine. Yeah. But it is objectively,
literally
cool. A once in a lifetime thing that happens.
It's objectively cool. Although I remember the last time there was an eclipse. Was it a full eclipse? I remember I was like
99.
I was eight years old.
That was the total
one.
The whole Jaffa cake went, mate.
Yeah, that was a big Jaffa. That was big Jaffa.
So is it in another 35 years we'll get another? But that, I remember that. That was
50
years.
29. It's 2090, isn't it?
For the next total one or
the
partial one?
The next partial visible in the UK eclipse.
Yeah.
Right. I reckon
it's 2090.
You think you'll live till then?
2090?
Yeah.
60 years from now.
Look at your watch, yeah.
You'll be... you'll be 100.
Punchy.
I'll give it a red hot go. Yeah.
I'd be 100.
Yeah.
You'll be 99, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, we'll be 99-year-old boys.
We will.
I'll be dead. I'll be long dead.
Well, I love it.
It's astonishing I made it to this one.
I thought of you as a 99-year-old boy, like, dressed in a full sailor's costume with a little cap on. Like, I'm a sailor boy and I'm 99.
Am I on a boat or is this like...
You're
in the HMS Care.
Riddled with dementia.
Yes.
Just take off the hat.
Oh, the plaque in your brain is really worrying.
But you are right, though. That is such a such a lame way of walking around the earth and experiencing the world around
as a sailor.
The idea that the movement of all the planets have lined up enough that we can visibly see the moon cross in front of the sun.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, bullshit.
Yeah. So
we should, Cole.
And what
I bet he is the same guy that sends 8 different lab Bible memes to the group chat every day.
He's absolutely this guy. It's amazing right. What a good read you're getting.
Yeah, exactly.
Him. And he also said the thing that reminded me.
Yeah, lab Bible.
He also said, like, and what's the big fuss? I bet you could just. And I was like, oh, I've got to get some glasses from my friend, from Tom Bell, funny enough, who became an eclipse glasses dealer.
That was funny. The people queuing up for to then also as well be charged. Like £45 for something that cost £1.99.
Really funny.
Normally was great.
That's rough.
But I told I better go because I've got to go meet this guy and get his glasses. And he was like, but you could just look at it, mate. Don't worry about it. Just look at it. And I was like, I really hope you look at it with your naked eyes and are blinded. That would make me happy. Am I giving you the impression I enjoy my job or not?
I can't work it out, but I think maybe you're not having the best time.
Did you see the, and again, this is a recurring trope for our fucking time in the
Mice,
Twilight Zone.
Bread and
Donald Trump. Yeah, did you watch him? Did you see the thing about him like looking directly at it?
Of course he did.
Well, he did that last time, didn't he?
Fucking beautiful. It's like, he's... I read a CNN article about it where it was a really well written piece by a BBC journalist who was like doing a minute by play of it, and it was like, Donald Trump, the one thing you don't do with an eclipse is look directly at the sun. It cuts to a photo of Donald Trump like squinting, pointing directly at the sun
as his 90-foot satanic shadow stretches behind him as the tentacles
the
like...
best thing about it was like he was introducing the eclipse and like he was turning to look at it and apparently one of his aides audibly shouted over the sort of like balcony, don't look directly at it. And he just proceeded to look at it and then get his son to look directly at it with no eyewear. It was amazing.
Look, the rays of the sun are the bleach of the sky, and you need to get it into the body.
The ivermectin of the sky.
So good.
That is fucking grisly, isn't it?
It would be. Maybe there's just been no public information about don't look in the sun, you fucking idiot. And we just let nature take its course. Maybe that's.
Like what Amsterdam, a day of the trip is this shit.
Yeah.
Like Amsterdam with the canals.
Right,
there's
yeah.
no signs anywhere in Amsterdam telling you to not go in the water.
Just don't.
They just don't. They yeah. just don't go in the water because if you're in the water, it's in the wrong bit. That's
what I mean. That's tell that to the 99-year-old sailor. I know where I'm going to be.
In a dike somewhere.
Splosh them out in the red light district.
We were discussing at the pub the other day. I can't remember if this was before or after you left, Liam, but when we were talking about like if you die before your partner... What are they going to do to replace you?
I thought you were going to say, would fucking they eat hell, you like a cat would?
Just
I've got to say that I was really sad to not have come to this pub trip because I had a plan. It but was like, quite but a the fact that you ended night. Up talking about that, I'm like, yeah, fair.
And the greatest, I think, like mine were quite. But I was like, well, my partner would remarry, and I'd just become like that scene in Hamilton where he sits in the park and is like, it's quiet here, and everyone goes, look at that man, he's very sad. Like, but Lauren's response was the absolute best. This is one of our friends, and she. Was like, well, Stuart and I have agreed that if he dies, I'm going to get a big fluffy dog to replace him. And if I die first, he's finally going to buy that big millipede he's always wanted.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's weird. Show me a picture of it. These things are fucking terrifying.
Horrible. They can, the African ones. Like
Dude, they can climb out. They can push open the lid of
no,
like,
oh, my days. Actually made my body crawl a
and
little
I was
bit.
Like, that's fucking classic Stuart. And she was like, yeah. And he's been on all these forums of these guys who own them. And
who are planning to kill their wives.
One of these guys was like, I really want this millipede, but my wife won't let me, and a lot of my friends are wary of it, but I really love these millipedes. And someone responded to it and said, once you go peed, friends you don't need.
That's too applicable to other
ways. That is fucking... You can't...
Stew stressing me out.
Do you think they that from the peeds?
Fuck.
You can't... I heard this on another forum I go to all the time. Yeah.
Sorry, that's tangentially related. I was thinking about the 99-year-old boy thing. I was like, I'm never going to make that. Like, but
out of all but you could join the burgeoning peed community.
The burgeoning peed community.
Out of all the people we know as well, Laurie is the least peed-esque, I would say.
If a centipede crawls inside you, in a way, you'll live forever.
Hang on, there's
two things we need to pick up on
here.
She
is the least like a millipede to be replaced by a millipede.
Yes.
She's not the most pedo-y. Which is what Laurie's face suggested.
No, I just had to check. We're throwing a lot of words around.
She's the least PD, I would say.
And Liam's suggesting that if it crawls inside you, you live forever. So, wait, is that?
That's June. That's the plot for the third June book.
Okay.
Right. If Shai Halud blesses you.
No, but there's actually quite a lot of mysticism around like the whole idea of your body becoming a vessel for
peds.
Insects. And centipedes are a big one.
And which forum is this?
No forum. This is real life, Zach.
No, it's not.
Wikipedia.
No. That is good. Yeah, that is nice.
Oh, Wikipedia.
It's good, isn't it? Nice. Yeah.
It is just the word.
It is.
Surely it should be Pedopedia.
Pedopedia is quite... That's just such a bleak reality, isn't it?
Yeah, Pedopedia. I bet Pedopedia exists, actually.
And I bet it's got that little pop-up that's like, hi there, fancy donating £2. We do a lot of work here.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyway, well...
Well,
thank God the rest of the podcast is going to be really normal.
Yeah.
Are you ready to delve in to a dungeon?
Very much so.
Absolutely.
Mayhaps
yeah.
a
My
dragon.
Dungeon.
Oh, I love a dragon.
What?
Hi, my boys. You found yourselves finally nestled within the inner sanctum of the Temple of Sirik, which was hidden deep in the Underdark, masked by the ruins of the more recent temple to the drow god Veyron. The three of you were battered, bloodied, and broken from your encounter with the Duke. You carried their body with you on the way down. You saw some spooky statues. And Glitch, you were taken by a magical effect that made you distrust your good friend Teddy quite deeply.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Proceeded to cast a spell on me.
You eventually made your way into the main atrium of this temple. You found some curious inscriptions above three doors that led away, as well as a magical archway in the centre of the room. And thanks to some, I'm going to say heavily glitch-based ingenuity, great puzzling skills from the three of you, you managed to come to a solution to the temple's first riddle. Can I just say, you've come a long way, guys. You really nailed that puzzle solving, and I'm sure it'll continue into this episode.
That felt like an actual day of my life. That 10 minutes.
That praise hit me really hard. That was really nice.
Don't get too used to it.
Yep, sorry. Yep.
You also found out that Lord of Lies, in essence, really wanted you to lie to make progress.
We should have seen
enough.
Now that he says it like that,
Not fair, Laurie. That makes you look dumb.
It's just a recap. There's no editorialising. You found a sanctuary inside the temple, a special room with lovely pillows and soft furnishings that allowed you to finally have a long rest and level up. And there was only one little thing to worry about, which was when Glitch popped his head out to check if anything had changed in the main room. You did notice, or rather the camera noticed, that one of the 13 torches lighting the main atrium has extinguished.
Dum-dum-dum.
Which sort of suggests we're on a deadline.
On a clock, perhaps.
Yeah, we got 12. We got ages.
We'll rejoin the three of you in the sanctuary, though. Having had your long rest and healed up to the max.
Can I actually do that on the app?
If you didn't do it last time.
Yeah, let's go.
Have your long rest, be well rested. Is there anything you guys were up to in those long rests?
I'm keen to. Well, there's two things. The first is I want to brew some potions. I've got two experimental elixirs that I need to roll up.
Okay.
So you need to get your little table out.
Yes, indeed. So you're going to roll 2d100s to find out what you have made today.
I was like, God, that's a big number, but you mean one for each potion?
Yes, two. Brackets, D100s.
Okay. D100 times 2. That is going to be a 69 and a 76.
Nice.
69?
69 is a potion of sight. This will give the drinker dark vision and detect magic for 1 hour.
We all have that.
You don't have dark vision.
Oh, no, I don't. Has dark vision. Yeah, I'm constantly in the dark.
And as the world's worst wizard, I never took detect magic as a thing.
Oh, no, I've got detect spells, I think.
You get you're more of a vibes guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm vibes.
And what was the second number, sorry, Lynn?
Sorry, it's dispel magic.
76.
76, invisibility. Does what it says on the tin.
Oh, lovely.
Invisibility for 1 minute.
That's great.
That's actually really cool.
I'll
drink it right now.
I'll neck the invisibility, let someone else neck the sight one, and then I can just do a little like nudie dance for just them.
There you go, special private dance. Great. Well, I'm so glad we did that.
Yeah.
cool resource management.
The other thing I want to do is
gambling, bro.
I got an ability called spell storing item, which is where I can imbue a non-magical, like a simple or martial weapon with 8 charges of a second level spell.
So you can put a clapper in something, right? So you can be like, you can clap something on and off.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Or like make it into like a cheer pet.
Yeah.
You made that sound really cool and you made it sound real lame.
It was my intention.
I think that was undermined when he then described it as a cheer pet.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, Liam's going to get me some sort of magical weapon for my javelin. I was like, oh, fucking clapping.
Grow some watercress and clap.
Yeah. Well, I am going to give you some. So what I'm thinking is bind up your javelins so you can. I'm going to give you a choice of so that like I'll either like what I'm imagining is I'm going to like pad the ends of them and then soak the padding with, so the spear will still be on the inside and hurt people, but they're like saturated in the same stuff that I have in my spells.
So what effect would that have on the javelin, apart from making it slippery?
So
that's it.
You know, I've got that ability that it's called Tash's Caustic Brew that.
Oh my god! Really?
Makes people have to basically do a dex save or they have disadvantage. I'll basically give you 8 charges of that.
Oh, that's so sick. Good.
Yeah. Do you want that?
Yeah, absolutely. That would actually be. You know what? I take my disparaging comments because that's actually really. Because I also that reminds me of the last time we leveled up. I took weapon mastery on javelin, which is if I hit someone, I can like they reduce their speed. Mm. If I reduce their speed by 10 foot, and they have to dex save Caustic Brew.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's savage.
That's real cool.
Guys, they're playing the game.
Oh my god, Laurie, it's taken so long. Did you have any idea how many... By the way, there are so many spells that I've never known about. We spoke about this last time.
Oh my god,
there's a spell section on this. I went back... Honestly, Liam, I'm kind of taking the piss, but not really. I went to my third level spells, but third level spells, really cool. Divine Smite, Searing Smite, Zone of Truth, they're all buffed up. Since... level like 8, I've been able to call a steed. I've got a divine steed.
Yeah,
I've never done that.
He finally really worked it out.
Absolutely. Fuck. When we're out of the confines of a tunnel system,
I'm
calling divine steed.
And I kept being like, and if you look over there, there's a joust going on. You're like, don't give a fuck, mate.
I want to kill the old lady in the hovel. No, I've got an actual. I can. We can get a ride.
Man, that's cool.
Divine Cadillac. What are you? Anything else you're doing?
No, that'll be me.
Any sort of downtime activity? Or if you're not, you know, when you're not working, that sounds like work. Is there anything you're doing for fun?
I mean.
No, he's doing my job. He's doing, give me better weapon. No, I'm joking. That's really cool. I really like
that. Please don't take him away.
I do still want to find a final resting place for Taryn.
Mm.
But
is it in here?
No, it's not in the safe zone. It's out in the temple.
We couldn't get her in, actually. Could we?
Yeah, because dead men tell no tales. Mm. Can't lie.
Yeah.
Her death is kind of a lie, though. Did she lie, or did the Duke lie?
She didn't come through the portal.
Okay. Go fuck yourself. It's 38 degrees. Yeah. Well,
that was like perhaps if we were to paint a lie upon her lips.
That was a metaphysical backhand from Laurie.
Okay,
no.
I tell you what I'm going to do is I might take the time to tune in to the Spore Network, which I'm assuming we're still... on.
Well, only the Tshakae network, the Bortapel network, is down.
Yeah, exactly.
Down. Yeah, yeah.
So the Tshakae network, I'm on with Toady Vizier bloke, whose name I do not know and will never learn.
I honestly, I have no idea what that guy's name is. He's just worm tongue in my head.
Emmerich.
So I think I've been
teacher's pet when you want to be, aren't you?
You get a cold star, Pats.
So I think I'm tuning in and I'm just like...
Hello?
So, we've dealt
no,
with...
you've got... I can't quite hear, not quite the right frequency. Can you come to my nasal sort of tone and then I can hear you better?
How's this?
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
That's not good podcasting, okay. Though.
Oh, no, you're in. I'm sorry, you can revert to your normal voice.
So, also, there's never been a nasal Geordie. That's just a fact.
Listeners, if you're a nasal Geordie, write in, please.
Write in, let us know.
With a check.
Wrong.
Jimmy Nail just sort of like keeling over. So we've dealt with Bortapel.
Ah, you have?
I mean, I think we've managed to take out the old amygdala.
Oh, yes. That's very good news.
So hopefully you'll start seeing some people... like going back to your side of the fence, so
well,
to speak?
Well, this explains a lot because I don't want to tell tales, but Tshakae has been in a right old mood for the past couple of hours.
Oh, he's a shit heel, isn't he?
I think this might be just what we need to overthrow him, finally. And right. I can take control of the colony and implement some brave new rules.
Oh my god, we've unleashed another...
This is very good news. Yes, the network is down, you say. That is brilliant.
Oh my god.
Well, I definitely...
Don't worry, I am a benevolent ruler.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Anything else?
Well, actually, all I wanted to ask you about was I've got a body here that I want to basically return to the earth.
Oh, yes.
Is there anywhere in particular that, like, would be a good place to, like, bury you?
Well, it depends if you... how much do you like this person?
I basically want it broken down so there's no trace of it.
Well, it sounds like you should send it to the substrate beds. There's a very good spot where they will be obliterated by lots of lovely detritivores very quickly, if that's what you'd like.
That sounds perfect.
Or a peat bog. We have some of those.
I mean, how easy is it going to be for me to get to a peat bog or the substrate?
The substrate beds are quite easy. Well, you are deep in... I don't quite know
where
you are.
We're in the Temple of Verun.
What?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say. We're currently in the Temple of Verun.
That is a place
Before.
Well, I think one shroom has been down there, but no, it's quite a long way. The best places would be near our colony. That deep underground is
great.
A bit...
So I'm supposed to lug a body all the way back to your colony.
Well, you're not going to do it.
Well, you're asking me for a good spot. Those are the ones I know.
Pete Bogg could do it. You could get his hourly rate.
Yes.
He's on the hourly rate.
Do that. Yeah, yeah. Wait, I've seen one of these. Yeah.
One slight insert. This is actually not necessarily a character voice, but. Yep.
Think you'll find it is.
It's not. It's hard to just separate the two. No, but genuinely, I just had a thought though. Is it worth finding out how much of Taryn they would need to maybe reprint a new Taryn if you wanted to live in Taryn's body again?
I don't want to live in Taryn's body
again. That's just gone. Yeah.
It's just gone.
You just want to melt her.
That's nice though. Decomposition, return back to the earth. That's all good. I just thought if maybe you wanted to be like if that was a, we could maybe regrow a Cassius though.
I think we've got one in Lou.
Yeah, we've got one in the bank.
And also we've got a Cassius. We fucking what it kept him in a jug.
No, but like a good one, not a pickle.
That one's great.
That one's
incredible.
He's done all of his lotions and potions earlier, sagging
around the cheeks. Otherwise, he's fine.
Not a past sell by date, Cassius. But like that would. But no, I thought that could actually. But yeah, if you don't know, but if you're like fully, that's gone. We'll leave it.
If it is of interest, perhaps I could. You say that the Borgsbrow network is down. Perhaps I could send a few representatives down to retrieve this body for you, and we can either put them to rest ourselves, or wait for your, put her in some cold room, perhaps.
Aye, that'd be great. Actually, I just don't want to be dragging it around on this.
Well, then let us take care of it for you. Yes, we know the way to the temple entrance, and as long as if you can assure us there are no baddies on the way.
No, it's absolutely. I mean, all baddies have been taken care of. Don't worry.
I see. You're a ladies' man, Vodek. You like a bit of skirt, don't you?
Fucking hell!
Sorry, that's his voice. That's his words.
Oh, was it? Was it?
Yeah. You should. Tell them,
like this guy less and less.
tell them they have to lie to get through the things, though.
Why? What he said.
Oh yeah, am I on the network as well? No,
you're actually not.
I'm not on the network. No, tell them they have to lie to get past the thing, otherwise Paddy will attack.
Yeah, just remember that you need to... Yeah, there's a bunch of tedious fucking riddles designed by some absolute twat.
Some neek.
Wow.
So just lie a bunch and you'll get through.
Oh, I think that sounds like a very easy challenge that even a preschool mushroom could get through without thinking about it for an hour. So that'll be fine.
What the fuck? What, preschool?
Yes, mushrooms go to school.
No, but in which country? In the UK or the USA? What are we doing?
You can't hear me.
Pete Bogg here. I hear you've got a job for me.
Dialing Pete Bogg. Yes, we'll put her on ice, as I believe you'll say.
Love it. Thanks very much.
Pleasure.
Great. Bye.
You'll never guess what happens. I'm in charge now.
It must be very awkward when you can't hang up on a spore conversation. You're just always on.
Yeah.
Do you get to tune out, though? I assume you get to tune out.
I think, we've established that it's a sort of... It's a sort of log in, log off kind of job.
Don't pick holes in Laurie's world.
Yeah. Mm. It's a bit more MSN Messenger.
It is, but you haven't tried to nudge anyone yet.
No, that's true, yeah.
And you shouldn't anymore either.
Well, that's what that finally is what Vatic's been up to. Wow, I sure hope we... Zachary, what have you been up to in your downtime?
I've allowed Vatic to buff my weapons. And
buy him a drink.
Very gracious of you.
Buy him a drink first, Liam. Come on.
You know what? I've obviously leveled up to now be a little bit more barbarian.
Mm.
Maybe
I've thanked Vatic by punching him in the face.
You've just been getting furious in the corner.
Maybe, I was going to say I practiced some sort of, you know, survival skills. Maybe it's just a little bit easier for me to start a fire than it was before.
Okay.
But crucially, I think I've slept and woken up with 125 hit points. That's the main thing that's happened.
That's wild.
Which is a lot of hit points. And I'm basking in that. In fact, that's what I'm doing. I'm just press ups.
Look, I'm so henge.
But no, I think I'm actually pretty set. I genuinely, Teddy didn't do this, but I looked through my character sheet in full and have learned the spells that
I'm glad that Teddy didn't look through his character sheet.
But I think that last time we took a long rest, I had to bury a version of myself. I think he's genuinely just been asleep. And he's really liked it. It's been real good. He's woken up. He's got new acid javelins.
Mm. It's been a great day.
He's feeling really good about himself. I think that's it. And actually, the whole on a clock thing, I'm not even registering it. I'm just asleep.
Are you worried about your sister at all?
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Oh, Jesus Christ, shit. The turd in the hamper.
If anything...
Shit in the pudding, the steak in the grass.
I slept really well. I'm just so content.
You're not worried about your sister?
Yeah. No, In fact, I'm not. Because I think there was a... I tried to contact her. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I'm done with it, by the way. I'm not just saying that, like,
you don't care if your sister's alive or dead, is what you say.
No, I was actually going to say, I think there's an element of content that comes with the pride felt of, like, watching my sister lead an uprising.
Mm.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. She was in charge. She was leading the whatever
that
they
is
were called.
True.
Yeah, she was very much at the forefront of that.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that she's fine in that respect, like, in, you know, she's not in immediate peril, meant that my sleep was sweet.
Windsors lead, they don't follow.
Absolutely. Yeah. They do. For generations and generations.
Mm. And they cover up the pedos along the way.
Yep, that's what they do.
Not this Windsor.
We play lacrosse, we cover up pedos.
No, these Windsors are very different.
He's a Mountbatten.
These Windsors are very different to Mountbattens.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Maybe you could... I forgot that Hess is here. So maybe Hess is showing you some... Yeah, Teddy, if you really want to get good push-ups, this is how you have to do it. And she's doing a one-handed push-up.
Actually, that would be quite cool. Maybe some sort of role for a various... strength push-up / arm wrestling checks against Hess.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Yeah. You can absolutely do that. Yeah.
In,
yeah.
In good-natured fun though, not in
a consequences sort of way, Laurie.
Not in a consequences sort of way. Don't take away any of my hit points.
If you roll a natural one, she will shatter your arm.
Great. Oh,
but, all right. Fair. We'll do that.
I'm holding him to that.
I wouldn't take that if I were you. I've seen how you roll.
Take that. Go on, man.
We doing straight strength.
If you get nat 20, you get another arm.
Strength.
Yes.
Yeah? All right.
Athletics?
Okay, fine. Oh, it's a 22.
She only got a 17.
Oh, he's so strong now.
Only bossed Hess.
I think she, like, is... And admittedly, Hess has been, like, undercover for years.
Yeah, she made a point that she's genuinely not doing well.
Yeah. But she is. There is begrudging respect when you finally beat her. And arm rushes. Bloody hell, Teddy, you've come a long way, haven't you? You're getting a bit more, I don't know, you're a bit more focused, a bit more. You're channeling your energies.
Oh, am I, Hess? And then I just pose, fucking, like...
That's very much the old Teddy. But your functional muscle groups.
Okay, no, yeah,
you've been
fine,
putting the work in.
All right, fine. Yes, no, you're right. I've been on a journey.
I've never doubted your glamour muscles, Teddy. I've never doubted them.
Oh, stop it, Hess. You charmer, you.
Who knows? Maybe one day you can teach me a thing or two, eh?
If you're lucky. And then I just...
Okay, don't make this
weird. Punch her in the arm.
Glitch, are you picking up on a vibe here?
No.
Glitch, what are you doing in your downtime?
I think that I said I was prepping dinner for everyone. I think maybe I'll bring it over, but you're polishing javelins or whatever, and you're sort of flirting with Hess. So maybe I'll just sort of gently set it down.
I would like to make it clear, you two made that weird. Me and Laurie were just having a genuine moment.
Yeah, no. To be absolutely fair, I don't think you made it weird.
No,
I think Laurie did.
True.
And I helped. I think I come over and notice you're all sort of having fun. And so I just sort of set dinner down by the sort of table.
What have you made?
I think we agreed it was chicken or fish, and I think you both chose chicken. I can't remember. So it's chicken in inverted commas. It's
chicken of the sea.
It's something from my bag. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's bag food.
We get involved though. If you've put the effort into the dinner, this is a lovely wholesome moment. I think we recognise that we don't want to be rude to you.
Oh well, there you go. All right. Well then, I think. All right, then I'll bring you all dinner and maybe we all eat together and it's sort of lovely. We know we're on the dawn of something quite massive. Yeah. I'll probably recount that one of the lanterns has gone out and that might mean that we're sort of nearing something big.
Yeah.
So sort of a moment of appreciation for friendship and resting and stuff like that. And then I think I retire to my quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I don't sleep half hour. So
it explains a lot if he doesn't sleep. Yeah, but he needs to, right? That would explain a lot.
Oh, yeah. I think it makes me miss Glitch a bit. Like, and we're in sort of here. Is there any privacy here in this room?
I imagine it's just a sort of one room. Maybe you could sort of fashion a little corner.
Yeah.
It's not like you could summon there's not like screen doors or anything.
There's not like a Narnia wardrobe.
If you need help, I will help you build a pillow fort in the corner.
That would be a lovely bonding moment. I build a pillow fort.
Have your dinner together and you build a pillow fort with Teddy.
Yeah. And say, I just need a little home comfort. Yeah, can I crawl into the pillow fort?
No.
Oh.
Do we have to check to see how good the pillow fort is?
Yeah, go on, give me a pillow fort construction roll.
All right, what is it?
You tell me what you're leaning on. Well, yeah, I think survival's good for Teddy. You're leaning into your newfound like wilderness skills.
Should we take an average between the two then?
Okay. What could pillow fort be?
Give me a... Those are where they always come through. They were really bad in the last episode. Get on with it. It's not like anyone's dying.
They might be.
I mean, if we're choosing our stats, I think that maybe Glitch has a history of pillow forts. Yeah, he thinks back to his days.
It's important for me.
Yeah.
The history role is what is like books you've read about history, knowledge of.
Yeah, so you might read a book on pillow forts.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
it's
absolutely.
The kind of shit I do.
But if you're gonna pull some shit like that, you've got to get better logic about it. You can't be like, I have a deep history of pillow forts.
One of Bloody John's biggest lessons. How to build a good fort that you can also sleep in.
Unfortunately.
God. It's sleight of hand, isn't it?
Unfortunately.
No, history.
Unfortunately, my survival check might bring down your history check.
Mine's a 19 plus 9. That's a 28 on pillow forts.
And so it was an average pillow fort because mine was a 2 plus 5.
Wow. Oh, there you go. Glitch has got the theory.
It's a generous interpretation of the word average.
Yeah.
So with your big new muscles,
two was poor. No, I think you made a really good pillow fort and I came and put one pillow on the top and it collapsed most.
I think Glitch had the theory.
I gave you the schematics.
Yeah. Glitch had the theory and then when it came to the actual construction.
Oh, yeah. Very, very Teddy energy. Like, you gave me the IKEA instructions and I just eyeballed it.
Yeah.
I think it'd be better with this. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's functional. It will give you privacy, but it's ropey. It could fall at any moment.
Okay, great. I think I go inside. We do our big handshake, and then I go inside, and I tug on
God.
I tug on my robe
and
on
one of my astral. We fade to black.
My astral tassels.
Tug your astral tassel.
I tug my astral tassel, and I'm aiming for Glitch's tower.
Well, I think you can't really aim with this thing. It literally just pops you wherever you are. But I think it responds to your will, and you undergo that same strange rush of feeling like you're traveling very quickly, very suddenly, and then you come to a halt and you're floating in the familiar, strange space of the astral plane. And I think you don't really know what you're looking at or who you're seeing until you kind of rotate in the low gravity and then you suddenly see Glitch there. Glitch, I think at this point has, even though this is his astral projection, he's changed quite a lot. He looks a lot less haggard, a lot less worried. He looks like he's sort of got his life in order a little bit.
This is ideal.
And I think actually, if anything, that long silvery Sephiroth hair, as he kind of turns around, spins on this axis, and he comes up to look at you, he's sort of sitting in a lotus position, very chill, very zen. And he's got a shaved head.
Oh, fuck. Glitch.
And it's you know that way that when some people shave their head, you're like, fuck me.
Did you get cancelled?
No, fuck me, you've got a big old head.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
This guy's got a big old head.
Has he?
Yeah, huge.
Oh, that's cool. Okay,
filled with knowledge?
Cool.
Or just like...
it's empty, empty.
Bulbous.
Is he meditating or something? Like, or
no, he's just sort of, as he comes out, he goes, if it isn't Cassius.
God, you look like you've had a long holiday.
Not much to do here.
How long have you been here? I mean, I've been out there for I don't know how long, but like...
time's very strange here.
God, you look like you found yourself.
There's nothing else to find.
Wow, you've sent this man.
It's sort of what I was intending. The guy needs it anyway.
You put him in chill out.
Yeah, but the best thing that's happened to him is splitting from.
Yeah.
You tell yourself that.
Yeah. God, you look that. So, how are you?
I am.
Oh shit! He's gone zen. He's gone zen.
Good and bad are just two sides of the coin, Cassius.
Yogic pose, I see, and yogic mind to go with it.
Oh, very tantric, if you catch my drift.
Oh, great.
What I mean is I haven't got any for a long time.
Laurie's flirting with everyone.
I know this is going to sound strange, but look, I've sort of missed you. I want to check in. I know it's been a while. I wanted to... I mean, you've definitely changed, and I was wondering if thereby I could maybe pose a little deal.
Oh, you're going to give me my body back. Good. Great. Well, and suddenly actually, the hair just starts growing back. And
hold your horses.
It retracts
into
its
skull.
Back into its skull.
Sort of.
A little bit, half of the hair comes out.
That's what I want. They keep it. Yeah, this is lovely.
It's like an amazing anime, like one swish over, half shaved on the other side. Yeah. That's what you got.
We're currently in a temple of Sirik. And that's very much your wheelhouse.
Don't tempt me. I've left that horrible boy behind.
But I feel now perhaps I can trust you a bit. A little bit. Little Tiddler?
A bit Hitler, did you say?
Little Tiddler. Oh, sorry. But the fact that you say big Hitler does make me have some reservations.
I've had some ideas.
Oh big Hitler?
Little Tiddler, big Hitler.
Little Tiddler, big Hitler.
He as you say, you feel like you can trust him, he looks at the camera and winks.
I don't
Go
see
on.
That. What about if I let you in a little, just to test the waters?
Just the tip.
Because I think we could use your expertise in there.
Liam!
I haven't run the others. I haven't run this by the others. But I do think I could use your help in there. Because this is some of these things that we're coming up against.
You want to channel my powers. Is this what you're saying?
Just a tad. Because I've become pretty cool.
Yeah, he did say it as well.
Yeah. What do you say? I'll let you in for a bit. Very day, and I want a little bit of access to your expertise. I'm still in charge. I want that to be very clear.
Of course I wouldn't challenge your primacy.
But if we get through this...
Oh, my God, it is the conversation between the top and the bottom.
If we get through this alive...
Yes! And do I have to call you daddy?
If we get through this alive, perhaps we can also revisit that deal and alter it as time goes on. But consider this a trial period. This is your free week of Duolingo. And I know I can cancel after 6 days.
But what if you forget?
But if I forget, yes, you will take
a hefty charge on your credit card.
Exactly. But I'm only signing up for a month beyond it. But let's just see how this week goes.
And what do you want me to do for you? You're my expertise, my... Spellcasting prowess.
Bit of all of it. You've got the nous for this sort of environment we're in, and it's something I've never been able to get.
And you say you're in Sirik's temple. What are you going to do?
That's also where I think you'll come in.
No, but what do you want to do?
Ah, oh, big Hitler. Being real with you, Glitch, I think we might be coming up against the biggie. The big thicky. The big thicky baddie. And I'm going to need all the help
but
I can get.
But you want me to be your biggest bottom bitch in the meantime?
No. What is this conversation?
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. I'm using your words.
All I'm asking you to do is trust me.
Fuck, and you're going to give somehow.
And in return, I'll trust you.
You're going to give me a little taste of freedom in response. I mean, it's tempting, but I'm quite happy here.
But wouldn't it be nice to be back out there, though? Among friends?
Offer him the delights of, like, physicality, like a waffle or something. No, like
gross.
Food.
Gross.
Oh, right.
Gross.
I thought you were like, wank him off, man.
No, not that.
Oh, yeah, well, because you've been so far from that at this point.
Just among friends. Like, seems like you've done your time here. I'm offering you a route back in.
And the other two, they won't hurt me.
They won't hurt you at all. I think they've come to learn a lot about...
And you won't let her hurt me?
Absolutely not. I give you my word.
What if... Is she there?
She's gonna be there at some point.
Ooh.
But you'll have me. I've gotten pretty cool. Remember how much you love Cassius Van Wyvern?
I hate Cassius Van Wyvern.
Yeah, you
I have moved beyond that. I'm sorry. I'm moving past that.
It'll be the two of us together.
Mm. Okay. No, I don't call you Glitch. I call you Cassius.
I'll give my solemn word. Can you bleed in the astral plane?
You can certainly.
What a threatening thing to say to a person.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Can I shank a guy in the astral plane? You can certainly make a symbolic gesture.
I think, I cut, it's very cinema, and it's always bollocks in the cinema, isn't it? But I cut my
No, they palm. Cut their hands as well.
They cut their hands.
It's not their bollocks.
They always cut their hands, and I'm like, oh, you should have done somewhere less, but Glitch is an idiot. So, like, yeah, I cut my hand open.
I think
I go,
there's a kind of, it's not blood. That it's, there's a kind of spurt of, it's just like you kind of, you know how, you know, you appear in the astral plane as this sort of like light filled version of yourself. When you cut you on yourself on the palm, just a bit of this material, ghostly light sort of spurts out. Very
same
nice
stuff
spurts.
As the threads
and
that
what,
bind us.
What
very much so.
It
like
and what when, colour like, is it, Laurie, that spurts
silver.
Out?
Silver.
Okay.
We're not just going to be bound by a promise, and I cut my hand open, little silvery gaseous tendrils come out. We're actually going to be bound together.
Bound by a wish?
Wish well,
that's
to be bound.
Guys, that's your guys. I do wish to be bound. And he says, okay, but if you... Anything... Well, there's not much I can do here, Glitch. I will take your offer. But be careful.
I will. Call it a pact. I hold my hand out.
Okay, and he sort of summons a really horrible, cruel-looking spiritual knife and just really deftly does the same. Barely blinks and holds your hand.
And the tendrils all like...
No, it's kind of like not much happens. You realize that it's just sort of manifesting the image that you want here.
Mm.
But you do feel a little, there's a little presence, the same itch in the back of your skull that you felt before when Glitch was sort of making himself known. Just comes through a little cleaner and stronger.
I look at our hands and I go, isn't it interesting? I thought it'd be magic. Turns out it's trust. Anyway, come with me. And then I flap back into the material plane.
Okay, and I think it's like, I say this to Cassius, not to Pads, it's probably a bit underwhelming. Mm. You come back from that having feeling like, I know, it feels like this might have been quite a big deal for you.
Mm.
And actually doesn't seem to change much in the immediate, but who knows? Mm. Who knows how this might manifest later? Well, you certainly mechanically have leveled up and feel a bit stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. Only one level as a wizard though.
Oh!
And one level as a warlock.
Oh, you sneaky. Have you just signed a pact without me knowing?
Glitch is my patron, which I've reskinned, and I hope everyone is okay with that.
Actually, I'd rather take that back.
Okay. Yeah. Scratch the last half
hour. You sneaky boy. You tricked the DM into a demonic pact.
Exactly. I've taken patron of the glitch, which is patron of the undead. And
lovely.
Glitch is now a part of me again.
Oh, nice.
So I've still got one level up in wizard, and that comes with its own lot of fun that I'm sure you'll discover. But I've multicast into a warlock. Zach actually inspired me to do it because I always thought it was too mechanically difficult.
It's not, it's sick. Well, I have two classes that are basically the same.
Yeah, no. But I think Glitch is seeping back in, and I get quite a lot of stuff with that.
So you get kind of spell slots that come back on a short rest. That's the kind of main advantage, right?
I get a couple of Warlock cantrips, a couple of Warlock spells.
Have you got Eldritch Blast?
I didn't take Eldritch Blast.
Well, you're not min-maxing properly then, are you?
You didn't take the thing that's like just a reusable constant magic gun.
If you really want to metagame it, that uses charisma, not intelligence.
Okay, so what did you take instead of Eldritch Blast?
Take only things that I can ask Glitch for. So right. I've taken Glitch's guidance, where at any point I can offer the two of you Glitch's advice. And it's going to add a d4 to one of your rolls.
Neither a lender nor a borrower of these.
Because he's got different... We're in Temple of Sirik. I figure he could give us a little edge here.
That is sensible, right.
He can edge you.
He can edge you. And I've taken Minor Illusion, because he's all about making things
look like a miner.
Appear what they're not.
Of course.
He's a puppeteer.
Yeah, right? He is a puppeteer, and he's in the place of lies. So I was like, that makes sense.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, it all makes sense.
And I've taken a couple of spells that you'll see later on. But you're allowed to, with a pact, you're allowed to choose a special thing that goes with it. And you get like Pact of the Blade or Pact of the Chain or like all
a
this
pact
kind of,
boon.
A pact boon. And what I've taken is I want you guys to imagine that sort of glitch. You know when you like imagine someone painted their face as a clown, right? No, imagine a clown.
And no, then someone, I don't want to.
And then someone painted a clown onto them, but it was slightly off center.
Oh yeah,
you can sort of see glitching me now, but it's slightly weird.
Oh, well, I hate that. Thanks.
This gives two things. One of them is called the Armor of Shadows. So Glitch's presence can now burst out from me a little bit for free. Which is pretty cool.
That's cool.
As an action. It lasts for 8 hours.
Like a one a day thing?
No, you can do it in combat, it takes an action, but if I do it out of combat, it lasts for 8 hours and it
you do it at the beginning of the day kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And that raises my AC to 15.
Wow, that's pretty good.
13 plus dex. So I was like, that's less squishy, and I think that's a bit of glitch coming out.
Yeah.
And then I've reskinned this as well from Patron of the Undead. I hope that's okay. I can now take the form of Glitch. Where I can let him take over for a bit. And that's going to be very cool.
You give Jesus the wheel.
Basically, hand the keys to that guy.
Oh, yeah, I love the idea of that.
And so, yeah. And he bursts out of me for a minute, and then he is in charge. And that there's a number of things that come with that I'm sure you'll see at some point. But I haven't unleashed him yet, so no one's seen that. And I guess Cassius Glitch doesn't really know what that is yet, so I won't go into the mechanics of it.
Wow.
Love that.
I also now have proficiency in light armor.
That is not insignificant.
Yeah.
That means you can wear light armor and cast spells.
Yep.
Which you can't do at the moment.
Exactly.
No, you know what? I take it back.
That's, thanks, man.
You've made a lot of decisions there that make character sense and arguably quite helpful.
Yeah.
Arguably.
What's the catch?
You beef.
What is the catch?
And that's what I'm yet to discover is what the catch is going to be. But I think that's a worthy...
but crucially, you've given yourself a future catch to deploy whenever
don't
you like.
Don't give it to fucking...
It's a worthy bargain to make, I think. I could have just gone two levels up in Wizard
why do,
and I was like...
Why do I feel like I've made a deal with the devil?
Exactly. Two levels in Wizard would have been so helpful, by the way.
You are the devil who's made a deal with a puppy.
No, I feel
you
like
can
I'm...
catch
I'm,
whenever you want.
I feel like I'm the innocent person who's been offered a tempting deal. And I've just said yes blindly.
Yep, Dick was a deal.
Dick
was a deal. Dark bargain.
It was love that.
But that all happened in a pillow fort, and you're none the wiser.
Yeah, no, but I think all these two here is after a while, if you like, everyone be like, night everyone, sleep tight.
Just screams.
And then, no, like an hour later, you just hear a glitch going.
Yeah, exactly that. I think that's exactly right. And that is as creepy as it was for Liam and I to watch it.
Great.
So, like, genuinely, do you think we would be able to perceive something else present with Glitch now?
It depends if you're looking for it or not.
I don't think we would be, right?
I think we'd fucking notice the half body shimmer coming off of him.
I think it might manifest later on, and then we'll see. But I think perhaps it sounds like you're not trying to keep a secret, Glitch, but you're not necessarily shouting about it from the rooftops.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I've done the right thing. So,
but I think I think
actually that's what. Do you outwardly look like Glitch still?
Yeah,
you always. Yeah, you always.
Yeah, you always have, right?
Yeah.
So you're unsettling anyway.
Something's just off now.
Oh, so you're unsettling in a different way.
Yeah.
So, my boys, you are rested. You have made your pacts. You have made your peace. You emerge bushy-eyed and bright-tailed. Yes, it is that way.
Right.
From the sanctuary in the Temple of Sirik, and you arrive back into the main chamber. And as our audience observed at the end of last episode, and as you now see, without the need to roll a perception check, the one of the torches lighting this room has extinguished. And you can count there are 12 that are still burning. You know, like wall sconces are still burning with fire. And you emerge back into this room. You see now, probably for the first time, that there is an inscription above each of the four doors, one of which you came through originally to come into this room. I will remind you, they say, to the east, I am the gift that empties the hand that takes it. To the west, I wear truth's face and speak in truth's voice. To the north, I cost nothing to give and everything to believe. And to the south, the way you came down here, I have killed more than any blade and left no mark upon the body.
All lies.
All lies.
All lies.
All lies, baby. So you have a choice of, well, four ways, but probably three ways to go from here. The walls here, you know, as before, black and stone, polished to a fine sheen. Where would you like to go?
Any difference between any of the doors, other than their inscriptions?
They seem to be identical. The three that you haven't come through, north, east, and west, yeah, there seems to be no difference at all. They're square doors in the side of this octagonal room. The doors are kind of... They're sort of doors... Stone doors that descend. I probably haven't said this. There's probably a kind of hand-ish shaped impression on the middle. And it looks like if you just sort of put a hand on there, the door will open for you.
Okay. Well, we've agreed we're not splitting up, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I don't think
splitting up. That'd be wild. Yeah. That'd be a wild thing to do. Okay.
Do we have any sort of bearing as to where the, from this room, where the main atrium we're trying to get to is?
The assumption would be, if we came in one door, the opposite door would continue to lead us down and the others would be antechambers.
But that makes sense. That does make sense. And we've got nothing else to go on.
Do you want to just chance one of them or do you want to rock, paper, scissors for it?
We don't know about your Syriac-y newness.
You do not? No.
But Zach, the player... Feel free to just
Paddy, ask.
Paddy, put your hand on it. Go on.
I don't know if he's been here before. That's maybe a good question.
Are you calling him up like Navi the fairy?
I go, oh, just let me just take a little look at these doors. DM question. Can you cast guidance on yourself?
Interestingly, it is worded, you touch one willing creature, but that willing creature can be yourself.
Okay, I think I go over to the... I was going to check around. Everyone check around. Sure, let's do that. And I wander over to the door on the right. And as I approach it...
Northeast or west?
Oh, east.
Yep.
Yeah, I wander over to the east door. Mm-hmm. And as I approach it, I guess I use the cantrip Glitch's Guidance.
Okay.
And I go, do you know anything about this? Have you been here before? Anything about this? Can you hear me, by the way? Are you here?
You just hear a sort of like... Yes. It's not like he's in your head.
Okay.
You just feel a little, and that tingle at the back of your brainstem, that connection to him you feel.
We're trying to decide which way to go. I don't know if you've been here before, but what about this door?
Give me what's this going to be? It's kind of like intuition. So it's like, is there anything you, insight? Cassius, in Glitch's body are trying to tune into that you would be, is it just purely Glitch? What do you think?
Yeah. I think it is actually just that. I know that's not an easy question to ask.
No, that's fine. No, that's gives me the flavour. Then I think it's probably insight.
Okay.
It's trying to kind of understand this person.
So, and then do I add a +4 to that?
You do indeed. Yes, of course you do. Cool. I think it's any ability check, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay. That is a natural one, +1.
Two,
but one.
Do you just walk into the wall?
Yes, it's not even a door. I'm just at one of the walls going, I think it's this one.
Are you putting your hand on the door?
Yeah.
In where the hand sort of...
Yeah, the hand imprint and...
You do that, everything's still for a second, and then you think you hear something in the back of your mind's ear. You think maybe there's a message coming through from Glitch, and then suddenly the door just opens without any intuition. By putting your hand on it, you've activated it. And the door opens, and the way before you is dark. You can't quite see.
Even with dark vision, can't see down it.
It seems to be an unnatural darkness.
One door's as good as the others. What do you reckon?
Very much like in the Lost Woods in Ocarina of Time.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
So, just before, I have an idea, and it's a very strong idea based on a previous idea I had,
mm-hmm.
which was to wing it at the other door. But is the body gone? Do we still have to worry about this body?
Oh, no, the body is... I think I imagined that conversation with Imanurk was fairly recent.
But we know it's being taken care of, basically. Yeah. I'm saying I don't need to pick up this body.
No. Exactly. Sweet. The body's being taken care of. I think it is still there right now.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Then I think Paddy watches... Teddy watches...
Glitch.
Glitches yeah. Paddy. Paddy's glitch.
What?
I'm joking. I'm sorry, Liam. I'm sorry.
No. Fucking hot for this.
I watched Glitch kind of weirdly and awkwardly do that, and I want to see if I have the same effect on another door.
So you put your hand on the panel.
I'm just gonna go to you. You went south.
I went east.
East. I'm gonna go north, and I'm gonna replicate as best I can what I think Glitch did.
Totally. Yeah, and as you have also told a lie in this room before,
yeah.
It's true.
Exactly the same thing. You put your hand on the door.
About not being the best.
There's a moment, there's a pause for a moment, and then stone on stone, it opens.
Okay. Is it the same sort of darkness?
Exactly, the same dark beyond that you cannot see through right now.
Well, I feel like I should probably... go to the last door.
Yeah, I didn't want to put any pressure on you, but it would be good if you...
Yeah, and... well, I walk up to it and I put my tiny little rock, my tiny little deep known hand out on it.
Your rock lobster onto it.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens for the third time, revealing a dark, an unnaturally dark passageway.
I guess I look at now all three doors are open. I guess I go, weird one, but Hess, go to the other door. Put your hand in that thing.
Well... yes.
That's the exit, isn't it?
That's the exit. I think
I'm wondering if all four doors open means a thing.
I think the exit is currently... She goes, well, it's already open. And it's remained open since you...
It was a test, Tess. Come on.
A test.
Well, should we... how do you guys feel about rock, paper, scissors? Are we going to...
I mean, I don't have a better plan. I mean, all of these look exactly the same.
Let's roll off.
Okay.
Don't know why I said that in character.
let's roll off.
D20s.
D20s.
this is very funny. The three of you just rolling competitively for this.
Ready?
Yep.
Wait. D20.
Three.
Roll.
Two. One.
It's whoever wants it more.
16.
10.
13.
Going east then.
East door.
Yep.
East is east. Okay.
Paddy wins rock, paper, scissors, and we all walk into the black.
Unfortunately, you will die. That's it. We chose the wrong one. No, you pass your way through the eastern door with Hess in tow.
What was the inscription above that one?
The eastern door says...
Death approaches.
I am the gift that empties the hands that takes it. Glitch, as you are sort of leading at the moment,
yeah.
You step through into a stone passageway. Your eyes adjust now you've gone through the kind of threshold. Your eyes begin to adjust, and you see that it's just a dark stone corridor made the same sheer dark material as before. Can you roll a D12? Not a frequently rolled dice for me.
I just want to make it mechanically clear that, like, if Petey's going first, I put my hand across.
You're Vatic, stopping anyone following me.
I put my hand across Vatic and Nez, and I just let this play out before we follow.
There's something lovely there in that we do rock, paper, scissors. I've misunderstood the rules. Think I've won.
Yeah.
And go, well, that settles it. Walk off. And you're like,
he'll come
paper
around.
And I've got rock. And I'm like, well, a fist always wins. And I disappear into the darkness with a 12.
That's not good. That's the bad. No, I'm joking.
That is such a good dick move.
Well, you fucked that up. You eventually come to another open doorway at the end of this corridor,
yeah.
And you step through into another lit octagonal room. And from this room are three exits.
Okay. Is there something in the middle? Is there a?
Oh, indeed. There's a lot in this room.
If we've seen Paddy make it through, I think I would have gone. Okay, we're good.
And as the other three of you step through, the door behind you closes.
Uh-oh.
Right.
And you step through into this new room. It is also an octagonal room, also made of this polished, sheer, black stone. However, what drags you through here and makes you feel comfortable almost instantly, the sound of trickling water and a pleasant coolness to the air in this room.
I pissed myself.
Yeah.
Vatic has pissed himself.
One of the odd
And
yonders.
You all love it.
Joe Tiden.
Well, Joe Tiden would probably, his tendrils would be wibbling, because at the center of this room, remember that these rooms are very, very tall, much taller than they are wide,
right,
is this incredible centerpiece fountain. Adorned around, there's a big octagonal pool in the middle of the room, and around it are eight statues of various figures.
This is my jam. I love this.
Then around the edge of the room are three more doors, exactly as you noticed before, as you saw before, except this time each door is overlaid with thick, dark iron chains in a cross pattern that emerge from the walls and seem to bar not only your way through them, but access to the hand panel in the middle.
Right, okay.
But it's a very pleasant sort of fountain room with these eight statues in.
Any inscriptions above those doors, same as before, or...?
Indeed, there are inscriptions, and the inscriptions are... Yeah, they seem to be the same. Sorry, I've just got to load them up again. One above the... Now, you've come through the east door.
So we're approaching... No,
yeah, so you've come from... So there is a door to the north, to the east, and the south of you. But you can turn around and you can see, oh, yes, there is a door. The western door of this room, which you've just come through, also has an inscription above. The inscriptions read above the... So I've got this... I really had to think about this when I was... writing it, and I've got it all very laid out.
That's really cool.
The east, I am the gift that empties the hand that takes it. It says again, as the eastern door had previously. The western door, as previously, I wear truth's face and I speak in truth's voice. The north, I cost nothing to give and everything to believe. The south, I've killed more men than any blade and left no mark upon the body. The same inscriptions as you had before. And other than that, I think there aren't necessarily any inscriptions on these statues, but they are eight different figures, you can say.
Okay. What are the figures?
That's a good question. Well, I think you should probably roll a religion check, Mr. Welton, rather than us having to do this through ins and outs.
Okay. I can certainly try. A religion. I've got a +4 on religion, which is probably quite bad compared to others, but... That's a 12.
Well, with a 12, you can see that each of these figures is a drow or a drow adjacent figure. One, I think with a 12, you would be good enough to notice at the at one point, and don't worry, I'm not going to test you on these positions, but let's say the northernmost point of all of these is a statue of Lolth, the famous demon queen of spiders, mother of the drow pantheon, a drow woman with a kind of spider thorax instead of her normal legs. And
eight spider legs.
Great. Yeah, she's classic.
And around her are other drow figures.
A drider, exactly.
Yeah. There is a drow figure dressed in heavy armor with a spear and a shield. There is one you recognize as Veyron, the god of thieves, dressed in a black cloak and sort of skulking. There is another figure with two cruel scimitars at their side. There is a drow whose face seems to be afflicted by some kind of disease or complaint. And is sort of shirking away from, if you imagined a kind of sun shining down on them. There is one who looks like they are emblazoned with skulls and bones. There is one who has the head of a stag. And there is a beautiful drow woman dressed in a kind of flowing dress who is apparently dancing.
Okay.
I think that's... Is that eight? I think I've given you eight.
So.
Yeah.
And do they move, like...
Or are they statues?
Are they complete?
They are... You can go right up and take a look. Give me an investigation check. You can go up and take a look.
Investigation.
Is there a particular one you're looking at?
Let's go for the one with the scimitars.
Yep, sure.
Okay, I get plus eight on investigations. Which is good, because I rolled a five. That's a 13.
13. Yes, it seems to be... You've got a fairly... I mean, this is a holdover from your roguish days. Mm-hmm. But you've got a fairly good grip on, you know, obvious traps and triggers. And you can't see anything that looks like a trap. There's certainly no mechanism on this or okay. anything like that. And it does just seem to be a statue hewn from the same black rock as the walls of this place. They all seem to have been here for quite a long time. The one you're looking at, yeah, shows no kind of signs of anything having moved or being able to move or anything like that.
Are they dusty, the statues?
Why don't you give me a maybe perception for that?
8 It's not good.
You can't tell. You really
middling.
Yeah,
walls.
Sorry.
Yeah, there is some of them have dust on. You can't really tell. Yeah, is that because they've been undisturbed? Exactly.
Can I let Joe Tiden just? I want to see if he reacts to the water.
Nice.
I want to give him like a little like. No, I don't. I'm not gonna chuck him in. I'm not gonna force him in that way. But me and Joe can talk now. So I'm just gonna be like, yo, you want to check that? You want to have a little go at the what's going on with that
fancy
water over there?
Yeah. He goes.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah. He sort of flops over to the water's edge, and he's sort of tentatively peering at it, and then he sticks a kind of long finger, you know, that extrudes water like flubber. I'm thinking into the water, and there's a little bit of a, and then he backs off from it, and he goes. And then he kind of relays to you, he says, all right, fresh water. Ugh.
Okay, all right.
It's fine. Not seawater, which would be his favourite.
Does the fountain have any kind of image on it, or is it just a font of water?
It's a quite ornately carved. It kind of looks like roiling waves. There's nothing particularly...
Anything on the fountain? Is there like any inscriptions or anything like that?
No inscriptions on the fountain.
No channels towards any of the doors or statues?
No.
Oh, one of us has got to do it. What do you reckon?
What, drink the water?
I mean, we're locked in a room.
Touch the water first.
I guess you're the one with the sea god, man. Maybe you should
sea though, not fresh.
Well, so I guess yeah.
I tell you what, I'll give it a little bit. So you know, I've got a Vati. You still got that like nifty little knife?
I
on
do.
You?
I have yeah. the Tap Master's blade.
Oh,
yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, like maybe we just you want to see what's going
remember,
on with this.
I can't remember what he sounds like. The Tap Master's blade.
He doesn't have a.
Oh, he just tells you. Okay.
He doesn't. No, he's not the.
Oh,
evil.
I missed an opportunity to do a stupid voice. What a shame.
Yeah.
All right.
Zoink, Zwerik.
But all this.
What a cool liquid. Looks like you're having a drink.
All this will tell me is the composition of.
Might be enough, man.
But yeah. I dip the blade in.
Hoo-hee! What's H2O, buddy?
Yeah, that was predictable.
It tells you that it is probably, you know, 99.5% purity water with some lovely mineral compounds in there, a little bit of, you know, calcium carbonate. It's proper, delicious spring water.
Okay.
I mean, you're the guy that drank the potpourri. I was what?
I'll
do you want a sip?
I'll do a little sip.
Yeah. You're a big boy.
I just get a little cup in the hand, a yep. tiny amount, and I just have a little.
Any last words, Teddy?
No. I regret nothing.
Last words before you're refreshed.
Okay.
It's just delicious water. It's perfect. It's very nicely cold and chilled. It's literally drinking straight from
now,
a...
I think I guys, feel like I... he's given us three different ways of saying that this is just pure water.
Mm.
But I think the funny thing is for us to just keep on focusing on the water.
Yeah, keep
guys,
on focusing.
So let's just keep on it.
Guys, I think this is just a kind of a water feature. I think this is just aesthetic. We should all have a sip.
I drink some water, sure.
It's delicious.
Oh, lovely. Okay, cool. Great, cool. Cool, 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 cool.
I'm not drinking the water. I don't see the point of drinking the water.
I splash Vatic.
Vatic, it's like acid in your eyes.
So, which Which door is the Dryder facing?
Well, the Dryder's facing... They're all facing inward. They're all facing the fountain.
So what's the door opposite?
The Dryder is by the north door.
Is anyone of them pointing at a door?
I mean, yes. If you imagine there are eight... you know, four of them are arranged in the ordinal directions. They're all facing inwards. And then there are four who are not... kind of adjacent to or facing a door. There are four of the kind of, you know, the corners.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
The orthogonal corners, so
but
to speak.
Not, neither, none of them are pointing at a door.
They're all facing inwards.
Yeah.
Right. Are any of them Cyric?
Give me a religion check as well, young Lich. Or a history, up to you.
19.
Okay. You get a bit of a better read than Vatic did on these.
Thank
You remember...
Better than a 12, Jesus.
I know, can you believe it? I think this is some of... Well, this is also really speaking to Glitch's specialist. You would have some knowledge, Vatic, of these being Underdark...
Yep.
...deities. Mm. Lolf is the head of the pantheon. Mm-hmm. And this is the Drow pantheon known as the Dark Seldarine. That's the kind of... this group of gods.
Okay.
And in order... You have Elistrae, the god of beauty, dance and the hunts, the woman, beautiful woman in a flowing dress. Malik, the god of wild magic. He's one of the stag's head. Kieran Salee, the god of undeath. He's the one with the skulls and the bones. Garandur, the god of oozes, slimes and all things subterranean. He's the one who's kind of afflicted by something.
Oh, that short straw, isn't it?
Zinzarina, the god of assassins. That's with the two scimitars. Verorn, the god of thieves, you know. Lolf, the demon queen of spiders and the mother of the Dark Seldarine. These are all her children. Ooh. And Selvatarm is the god of war and warriors, the armed Drow woman with a shield and spear.
So no Cyric.
No, but Veyron is there.
But Veyron is there.
This is Veyron's temple, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is Veyron pointing at a door or facing a door, doing a door? Does he?
Veyron he's at one of the corners. So not he's not next to a door. Okay. No.
I touch Veyron.
Are you having like a good look as you touch? Investigation, perhaps.
Have a little investigation of Veyron.
Mm-hmm.
Investigation is one of my real good ones.
What could go wrong?
That's all very like I've
examined. It's a 19.
And been like, yeah, you have a touch. Yeah, just touch that one. Yeah.
So the statue of Veyron, and I think with your investigation role comes a little bit of maybe something that Glitch has said at some point when he's been going on about his books and about these gods, or something you've picked up.
It's rubbed off. It's rubbed off.
Glitch has rubbed off on you many times. Mm-hmm. And
but crucially, I think it's my entire divine inspiration.
You have shared a bed a lot.
So. Yeah, this is true. Then you're not married, so it's all you can do. You, with your investigation role, you're looking at this statue, and you realise that this statue, there are little drag marks around the bottom of the plinth. And you realise as you look closely that this plinth, unlike the one that Liam looked at earlier, could move, and it could rotate. And you... remember something at the corner of your mind. You remember something about Veyron and the fact that he was not kind of considered actually part of this pantheon.
I turn
him away from the pantheon.
And
the
you,
fountain.
As you swizzle the statue around, you realize it's easy. It's on, you know, ball bearings or something to make it easy. And you twist it around
Apex
to face
sevens.
Away and dunk, and you click it into place. It was a good joke. I was mid flow, but it was a good joke.
It was fine. It was fine. Yeah.
And this statue slots into place, and you hear all three of you hear some click, some mechanism in the walls resonate.
Do any of the chains recede?
No.
Some mechanism in the walls resonates. That's your wheelhouse, Watik. Can you trace that?
Yeah. Is there any way for me to
Well, you tell me how you might go about it.
We could just give all of the statues.
Give them all a wiggle.
Yeah, give them all a wiggle. In fact, if Vatic's going to very intelligently try and like trace this around the room, I'm going to start just wiggling statue after statue.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think you've done enough to get there. You realise that the four statues at the corners, not next to the doors, depicting Veyron Elis Trey, the god of beauty, dance, and the hunt.
That's not part of the pantheon, right?
Doesn't sound like it. None of them are.
And
these are the gods that are lying about being part of the pantheon.
Kieran Saley, who is the god of undeath, the necromancery one. Oh. And then Goundour, the god of oozes, slimes, and all things subterranean. They can all move. And as you're doing this, Hess sort of goes, oh, yeah, I remember some of this, actually. Yeah, this is... they were all Lolf's children, and them four, well, those three, said Elis Trey, Veyron, and Kieran Silly, she points out, goes, they tried to kill her, of course, many times in their history. And this is as the three of you are probably like heaving them around.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Hess. You could have helped move one.
That one, Goundour, is sort of, well, you know, look at him. He's a bit fucking weird, isn't he? He's not. I don't think Lolf really owned him.
Oh, so do you want to maybe, you know, hop in?
Oh, I'll do that one. And she does that one. And all three statues turn around to face away from the fountain. And as the last one, as Goundour is turned around, click, each of them sends off reverberations in the walls. And when the last one goes in place... very quickly, all of the chains retract on all three of the remaining doors.
Sick.
Okay. So,
the handholds.
Guys, we did the puzzle. Well done, us.
Let's go back for a long rest.
Well done, us.
So, you have a door to the north, the east, and the south.
What's the rule in mazes where they're like, always hug the wall? Is it you always pick the same direction? Is it you always... It's like...
Oh, as in like you always turn right.
Exactly. Is there's right. Some kind of like there's some kind of thing in mazes, isn't it? Like always turn right or always turn left.
Isn't that deserts?
You think we just keep
sorry, isn't that desert? You always turn right. You follow a wall on your left hand. You follow the wall on your left hand side.
Right. Well, we've already fucked that by going right.
All right.
Deserts specifically. All right. Deserts is always going in a circle.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. No. Fucking idiots.
You said that with such authority. With mazes is you keep your hand on one wall and you follow that wall even when it goes around corners. That's the rule.
Well, if we think of it as like, if this is point one, I'm sorry, this is visual. If this is point one and we've gone, hang on, you guys are looking at me. This is point one and we've gone here. So we could go one more that way. We could see if there's an end to this.
I can see what your hands are doing and I still don't understand what's happening.
We could keep just heading
go
east.
Stay east, yeah. East.
Just
stay east.
Let's keep going east. See if there's a finite...
Continue east.
I agree. I like that. And I think you should go first again as the pioneer of this idea.
Explain it in a more complicated way.
I think... this reminds me of the story of the badger and the duck. Should we head east again? Let's just keep heading east, see where it takes us.
Yep, I like it.
Do it.
All right, cool. Does the door, another handhold, another...
The very same thing. You push your hand to it. It's cold to touch something. Thrums inside and the door's open.
After me.
Another dark passageway you walk through.
Wait by the safety of the fountain.
Again, you emerge into a dark corridor hewn from the same stone. Very familiar to the one that you did before. And yes, please roll a D. You find another door at the other end with a hand to hold in. Please roll a D12.
Three.
That's a good one. That's a really good
Thank
one.
Thank Christ.
We can move. We're good. Yeah.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. This is the Christian room.
You place your...
Hello, I'm God, and I'm Jesus, and I'm the other one.
the Holy Ghost.
Only one of us does this roof. Five of us don't. What are we doing?
You come through into...
Where are we from?
Pope in nothing but his hat.
What the fuck are you doing here?
You emerge into the room. Again, dark stone. Again, eight sides. Again, three doors leading to, again, the north, the east, and the south. Right. Having entered from the west.
Yo, for fuck's sake, this is so... Oh my God.
Don't you worry.
This room feels more similar to the first room. There's no fountain in the middle.
There is Taran's body.
The
though.
Three remaining doors are changed sut. There is a dais in the center of the room, a little raised platform in an octagonal shape. In the center of it, you can see, Glitch, all three of you can see, a large stone-hewn chair that currently faces away from you. And you can make out just about that there is someone sat in that chair.
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
There's no reply.
Have these guys caught me up?
Yeah
we're all there.
Okay, and Hess cool. is. Bloody hell.
Are there any small rocks and pebbles at my feet?
Sure. Yeah.
Throw a stone.
I throw one.
And are you without sin?
That's lovely.
No.
Definitely not.
You see what you did to that old nana?
I pick up a second stone. Jesus never said anything about this. Throw another one.
Are you just throwing it at the chair? At the figure?
What the fuck is this? This is an approach to a puzzle, you two.
No, we said hello and there was no response. No one turned around.
Yeah.
Right?
So you throw a stone.
So I'm saying, where are you throwing it? Just like past them or at them?
Woe betide the deaf person that you meet, is all I say.
That was true long before this.
It sails past their dried legs.
I push Vatic's protestations away. And I... Back of the head.
Okay, the kind of head is sort of obscured by the back of the chair. But you can... I think you've got... Give me an attack roll.
Attack? It's not an attack.
No, I know, but just see if you can hit or not. Right. It won't be hard, it's just...
So I just... My javelin stats?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't roll the damage unless you want to.
don't cast caustic brew on it.
Oh, it's a 22.
Okay, yeah, you arc it perfectly, pings over. I think you just hear a sort of a grunt. And the figure in the chair lolls forward slightly. And you can't see much of them apart from a shock of long blonde hair. Just sort of, it becomes visible.
Oh my God, I killed it.
Everyone knows you can't kill blondes with stones, and I walk over to it.
Okay.
Yeah, fine.
You round,
get more stones. Crap.
You round the dais. You see that shock of long blonde hair is attached to a person. Sitting there, manacled, chained to this chair, is the unmistakable figure Glitch. And I think when you see her, your heart skips a beat.
Arctur Caerleon
is sat in the chair. The years haven't been kind.
Is it actually Arctur Caerleon?
The years haven't been kind.
Like 50 times.
They haven't been kind to Arctur.
Oh.
You remember, she's still the most beautiful woman you've ever seen, as far as you're concerned.
Still got a rocking body.
But she is riddled with battle scars, including a jagged wound down the side of her face that sort of meets
with from a rock.
Stick with jaggle.
From a small stone thrown by a cock.
Meets the corner of her mouth.
Not a cock.
No, by a cock. By with or from a cock. Her cheeks are hollow, her skin sallow. But in the years that you've seen her, she is taller and broader than you remember her. And even in this state, you can see her arms are corded with wiry muscle. She's dressed in sort of rags, a shift. Looks like she's been here for a long time. And as you step closer, she groggily blinks her eyes and they flicker open. And you see them, the same brilliant blue that you remember them as. And she croaks. Fuck, is that the Wishbone Boys?
No.
And we'll pick it up next time on Out of Fantasy.